for the new champions of Major League Baseball. That would be the Los Angeles Dodgers. The hero of the World Series was first baseman Freddie Freeman. His four home runs capped off a year he says was the most challenging of his life. NPR's Becky Sullivan reports.
Freddie Freeman is the first to admit he can be an emotional guy, but nothing compared to the scare he had this summer with his three-year-old son, Maximus.
Seeing one of your kids on a ventilator, fighting, it was hard.
One day in July, Max woke up with a limp. By that night, he couldn't walk. It was a rare condition called Guillain-Barré syndrome. Freeman recounted rushing from stadium to emergency room. He missed 8 games and returned only when his son had turned the corner.
He's doing okay. He's on his way to being better.
Fast forward to October in the World Series against the New York Yankees. With the bases loaded in the bottom of the 10th, Freeman hit a home run to win Game 1. It was the first ever walk-off Grand Slam in the history of the World Series.
Those are the kind of things when you're 5 years old with your two older brothers and you're playing football in the backyard, and those are the scenarios you kind of dream about. That's as good as it gets right there.
Freeman homered in the next game, too. And in Game 3 and Game 4, that historic streak ended with last night's Game 5, but Freeman still had a crucial two-run single, and soon enough, he was spraying champagne in the locker room after the Dodgers had won it all. Before this, Freeman's resume was already enough for a spot in the Hall of Fame. Now he has a second ring to his name and that World Series MVP trophy, but none of it compares, he said after the game, to seeing his son get better. Becky Sullivan, NPR News.